There is more to life than what you're living. Take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hit. Brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Found a trail. At the end was you. There's a path we take and a path not taken. The choice is up to you, my friend. The nights are long, but you might wake to a brand new life.
Okay, that better?
Hmm? Just a little more water. Oh, dear. Okay.
Hi, how you doing? Did you win the game?
Yeah, I think so. Somebody did. You have a brush, Bobby, and Dad's outside.
Just hold on a second. Here you go.
What's going on? I'm sure Bobby's going to ask me to the school dance.
How do you know?
He told Leslie's brother, who told Leslie not to tell, who told Cheryl not to tell, who told Marcy not to
So who told you?
Frank Lieberman. Don't ask me how he found out. And then he was going to ask me at the bottom of the ninth, but then Dad came over.
Oh, that's too bad.
He was going to ask me in the car, but Dad was there. So I think he's going to ask me now. I just hope Dad will let me go on a date.
Oh, honey, don't worry. I'll take care of him.
Thanks. Okay, how do I look?
Great.
Ooh, I got a feeling about this season. Pennant fever. Bulldogs, bulldogs, are we tough? Bulldogs, bulldogs, rough, rough, rough.
Hi, Bobby. I take it you guys won the game.
Well, yeah, but one of us got tossed out of the game for lifting his leg on the umpire.
I know Grover would never do a thing like that.
Come on, Grover. Come on. Come on. Come on.
You looked really good out there today, Bobby.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, well, everybody drops 5 or 6 balls.
In one inning?
Oh, don't worry. You'll do better next week.
Oh, I hope so. You know, it's rough out there when your mother starts booing you.
Yeah, well, look, Bobby. Beginning of the season, we're all a little, you know, a little rusty. We needed some practice. Come on, we'll go outside, we'll shag some balls.
Tony, they just played an entire ball game. Maybe they're tired or thirsty, or maybe they'd like some refreshments.
Oh, yes, I'm thirsty. Real thirsty. Dad, why don't you go make us some egg creams?
Ooh, egg creams. Ooh.
My dad makes the best egg creams this side of Pickin' Avenue.
Come on, I'll show you how to make them. Come on.
Tony, I've got a better idea. Why don't you go in there and make them and then bring them out and surprise us?
Oh, okay. Hey, I'll be back in a wink with the drinks. You get it?
Well.
So, Bobby, what do you think of old Lady Scranton's idea about the school dance?
I think that's an idea whose time has come.
Nice rug.
Yeah. You okay?
No sweat. You know about old Lady Scranton's dance on Friday?
Yeah, Bobby.
Well, I was just wondering, I thought maybe, well, could I use your bathroom?
Tony. How do you feel about dating?
I don't know, Angela. I think things are pretty good the way they are.
Not with us. I'm talking about Samantha.
Samantha? Get out of here. She's just a kid.
Hi. How'd the game go?
Forget the game. A 12-year-old shouldn't be dating.
Okay. I'll call him back and say no.
Tony, it's just a little dance, and all the kids are going, and some of the parents are chaperoning, and some of the boys are asking girls.
Samantha's first date. Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah? Well, you're going to have to, because she ain't going.
Oh, Tony, come on. She is not that young. I mean, look at Romeo and Juliet. How old do you think Juliet was?
41.
No, Tony, she was 14.
No. Not in the production at the Brooklyn Y. Mrs. Rossini played Juliet.
Boy, you really do miss a lot by not living in the city.
Oh, Tony, come on. I remember when I was 12 years old. No, that would not be a good example.
Look. Even at this age, boys only got one thing on their minds, and it ain't the foxtrot. No boys making no move on my Sam, no way, no how, never.
Oh,
never.
Tony, hey. Come on. Bobby is such a sweet boy.
Bobby? Bobby tossed me an easy one, Michelson? Oh, you're kidding me. That's great. That's terrific. Sam could go out with him anytime.
Did I miss something here?
Of course not. I know that kid. He's not making no move. At least not until his wedding night. And even then, he's gonna whiff.
Boy, that's really nice bathroom you got. We like it. The thing is the other guys, well, not all the other guys, but they're like happening guys. See, they're asking girls to this dance. And my mom says I have to go anyway, so...
Hey, Bobby! That's terrific! That's terrific. You asked Sam to the dance. All right.
He didn't.
Oh, he didn't.
She is right, Coach, but I almost did. Oh. Yes, I'd love to, Bobby.
Sam, wait a minute. Would you wait till the pitch is over the plate? You going to pitch or what? Come on.
Look, Sam, about the dance on Friday night, Herbie Watts was going to ask you.
He was?
Yeah. We had to flip for you.
I'm glad you won.
I didn't. I lost. So then I had to pay him $1.50 just so I could ask you. And I'm glad he didn't hold out for more, because then I had to dig into my lunch money. And I was so hungry, sitting there having slapped
Joe. Bobby, just ask me!
Would you like to go?
Yes!
Oh, was it that easy? You know, your wedding night might not turn out so bad after all.
Oh, that must be Sam's date.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me get ready. Okay. Ready? Hey! Take it easy, Bobby. You stepped on your flowers. But they're good as new.
Thank you, Mr. Maselli.
Mister? What happened to Coach?
Oh, I don't know. Tonight seems kind of special.
Well, if you're looking for a lowenbrow, forget it. Bobby, this is Jonathan. Jonathan, this is Bobby. I'm going to go tell Sam you're here.
So, you're taking Sam out?
Yes.
Why?
How old are you, kid?
8.
You would never understand.
What makes you think so?
Because I'm 12 and I don't.
Hey, guys. Well, Sam's not ready. You know how women are.
Yeah, you can't live with him. You can't live without him.
Sit down over there.
Samantha, I thought maybe you might like to wear this pin. My mother bought this for me when I was just about your age.
Oh, an antique.
Well, I guess it is getting there. I wore it on my first date. I let Angela wear it on her first date.
Oh, if this pin could talk.
If it could, would I be giving it to a little girl? Okay.
You all set?
No.
Why? What's the matter?
What are we going to talk about?
Well, what do you usually talk with him about?
Dad usually does the talking. I mean, it seems like Dad's always there.
Well, he won't be there tonight. You're on your own, kiddo.
That's right. I'm on my own. Finally, I get to be alone with a man.
Do you like a candy mint? It's also a breath mint.
Bobby, would you relax? Everything's going to be fine.
But what are Sam and I going to be talking about?
Well, these things are kind of hard to plan in advance, Bobby. I mean, look, I didn't think I was going to have anything to say on my first date with Joanne Bongiovanni. But then I closed the car door on her leg and it loosened her up. Yeah, she had plenty to say all the way to the emergency room. Bobby, here's your flowers. Here, Bobby.
Hi, Sam. Samantha, you look terrific. You know, I wouldn't have even known it was you.
Thanks.
Hey, all right. So, hold on, that's good.
Dad, what are you doing?
I just want to get one more of you coming down the stairs. Oh, that's good. That's good.
Well, I guess you're off.
Oh, yeah, now I just need one more picture of Bobby and Samantha. Stay in
there. Oh, out of smile. That's good.
Okay, that's enough pictures.
Yeah, I just need one more of Sam saying goodbye to Grover.
Oh, I want to be in on that one.
Go ahead. Smile. Grove. All right, that's a good one.
I think they want to go to the dance.
Yeah, I know. I just need one picture of Fred and Ginger. Hey, Fred and Ginger. Nice smiles now. No, son, don't fool around. Give me nice smiles. I said a nice smile, Bobby. That's good. That's great.
No more pictures, right?
Right, no more pictures. Okay. Give me nice smiles. I said a nice smile, Bobby. That's good. That's great.
Well, thanks for the ride, Dad.
Hey, you know, dances at the school gym, huh? That wonderful aroma of gardenias and sweat socks.
Well, thanks again, Dad.
Yeah, so long, Coach.
We'll call you when we're ready to come home.
No, you won't.
What do you mean?
Oh, you're going to love this. You really are.
I got a surprise for you. I volunteered to be a chaperone.
Chaperone?
Yeah, I'm going to be here all night. Isn't it great?
Hey, kid, would you take our picture? This is going to be wonderful.
They're cute, aren't they?
Oh, they certainly are.
I guess this old lady Scranton didn't have such a bad idea after all.
Who?
Old lady Scranton. She's a sixth grade teacher here. My daughter's in a class.
Oh, Samantha.
You know her?
She's in my class.
You're
old lady Scranton. Oh. But you can call me Lois.
Well, I'm Big Mount Maselli, but you can call me Tony. Hey, about that old lady stuff, you know, Sam really does like you, and I find that nicknames are the highest form of flattery. Take Mean Joe Green. Now, maybe that's not a good example.
No, that's a fine example.
Hey, guys, why don't you leave some for somebody else?
Would you like some punch, Mr. Maselli?
Hey, you can call me Tony. Sure, thanks. You're a teacher?
I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher? Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, you know, you had to be old and cranky, and it didn't hurt if you had a mustache.
Well, you see, times are tough. They had to lower the requirements.
Ah. So, no wonder Johnny can't read.
Would you like to try a slow dance?
Oh, no.
Okay, I just thought I'd ask.
Look, my father's talking to old lady Scranton. I'm gonna die.
Oh, that's okay. They're way in the back. Nobody will even notice them.
Now they're dancing.
Oh, that's it. I'm dead. You're looking at a corpse.
Come on, Bobby.
Wait, I'm supposed to leave.
Leave me over there.
I always wanted to be a teacher. I love kids.
Yeah, I'm a big kid myself. Do you have any children of your own?
No, I'm not married.
Oh, no? Mm-hmm. Well, do you dip? Oh.
Hello, Miss Brenton.
Hi there.
Hi, guys.
Dad, can I speak with you for a minute?
Sure, talk.
It's kind of personal.
Oh, do you mind if I dance with my daughter?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Excuse me, sir. May I cut in?
What?
Change partners.
Would you like to dance?
Why, thank you, Bobby.
Don't mention it. Please don't mention it.
That Miss Grant's a pretty nice lady.
She's not a lady. She's my teacher.
Oh. You want me to cool it with the dancing?
Yeah, Dad. Have you tried the punch or the cookies or sitting in the car?
Oh, you want me to keep her? I promise, low profile.
I know that it's hard to believe, Miss Granton, but the dog really did eat my book report.
Excuse me. This way. You know, we got a little problem here.
Oh, let me guess. We're embarrassing the kids.
Yeah. Well, is there some place we could just fade into the scenery and talk?
Backstage. Oh.
Having such a good time out there.
Oh, really?
You know, at first I was worried about Sam, you know, adjusting and fitting in. I mean, the schools in New York are very different from the ones in Connecticut. Here, the desks aren't even bolted to the floor.
You know, you really are something. You moved out here just so your child would have a better place to grow up.
That's the kind of guy I am. Would you like to dance?
Sure. You're a very good father.
You're a very good teacher.
This is the best parent-teacher conference I've ever had.
Me too.
Honey, you have to learn how to lose.
I already know how to lose. I have to learn how to win.
Well, do you want us to just let you win?
Okay.
The debutante is home.
Well, how was your first date?
I'm entering the convent.
I don't think it went well.
Samantha, I said I was sorry.
What happened?
I am the laughingstock of the sixth grade.
Oh, come on. Why? Because I kissed your teacher a little?
You did what?
Tony kissed old lady Scranton? That's funny. But not very. It wasn't just the kissing. It was everything else.
Everything else?
Oh, Tony, you sound like my kind of chaperone.
Hardy har har. What? The dancing?
Dad, just forget it.
No, I want to know. Tell me.
Okay. It was the kissing, and it was the dancing, and it was the taking pictures. Every time I turn around, you're there.
Oh, come on, Sam.
Dad, why did you have to come?
Hey, Samantha.
Dad, leave me alone.
Jonathan?
I know. Bedtime, right?
Right.
Don't worry, Tony. I'll still like you.
Thanks, kiddo.
Good night.
I don't believe it. Sam just told me to get lost.
Oh, well, she didn't say get lost.
Felt like get lost. I knew I shouldn't have let her go on that date.
Well, maybe that's the problem, Tony. Maybe you didn't let her go.
What do you mean?
Well, it seemed like you were hovering over her every step of the way.
What? It's wrong for me to want to be with my daughter now?
No, but is it wrong for her to want to be on her own? Tony, you're going to have to start letting her go. I know it's going to be hard. Mother and I had the same problem.
What? Are you kidding me? Give me a break. I couldn't wait to cut you loose from my apron string.
Wait a minute. Mother, what are you talking about? Whenever I went out with my girlfriends, you were always there. We went to the beach. We went to the movies. You even stayed up with us at the slumber parties.
Well, somebody had to lead the seances. I was one of the gang. All the girls loved it.
No, Mother, not all the girls.
Now, it comes out finally, huh? After all of these years, Sally Watson never liked me.
No. Mother, Sally Watson loved you.
And well, she should. I put her in touch with the spirit of James Dean.
Mother, that's not what I'm trying to say.
I know what you're trying to say. Get out of here. Tell me now, listen, you've got to back off. And you have to cut Sam some slack. Now, if you don't, one of these days she's going to turn on you. Just like this.
Sam, honey, it's me.
I guessed.
You guessed. I got these two tickets to the county fair on Saturday.
Dad.
Well, I was just thinking maybe you want to take Marcy or Bobby and anybody but me because I'm busy.
Thanks, Dad.
Honey, I know tonight was your night.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, and I stomped all over it.
Well, a little. Dad, I think it's great that you're the coach of my baseball team.
Yeah.
And my soccer team. And my basketball team. You're just like one of the gang.
Oh, boy. You're sick of my face, huh?
No. I like having you around most of the time. It's just a lot of the time you're around too much of the time.
I got it. Hey, I can't help it if I'm so overprotective. What can I say? I'm sorry. I'm Italian.
And I'm sorry I yelled at you, but what can I say? I'm Italian, too.
All right, hey, look. You want me to give up the soccer team? Gone.
Nah. I want you to give up old Lady Scranton.
How about baseball?
How about old Lady Scranton?
Well, see, Sam, here's the thing. I kind of like her.
Okay. Hey, she won't be my teacher after June, right?
Boy, you're starting to think like a grown-up.
But, Dad, until I get out of the sixth grade, maybe you two could kind of sneak around.
Now you're really starting to think like a grown-up.
Mother, I told you I didn't believe in seances in high school, and I don't believe in them now.
Oh, Angela, can the gab and park your buns.
You know, Angela, not everything in this universe is explainable. Look at boy George.
Oh, all right. I'm going to do this. I want to contact someone good. Somebody I've always admired. What about Gandhi?
What about Elvis?
How about Uncle Vinny?
Huh?
Yeah, he died owing me $20. He'd do anything to get out of paying.
Okay. Good. Now, close your eyes and let's concentrate. Angela, close your eyes. Ready? Uncle Vinny, if you're out there, give us a sign.
Mother.
This is a joke. I'm not buying it, okay? All right, good night, Uncle Vinny. It was nice to meet you. Goodbye, good luck.
Come on out, Jonathan. That was great.
Come on, Jonathan.
Are you guys ready to do a trick on Mommy?